Kids, young and older.
Kicks 106.
Today's best country, Kicks 106. Young and elder and Captain Pat, we do have rain this morning, so that's going to cause some problems. Make Captain Pat work hard.
Yeah.
See, because there's probably traffic problems.
It's a botched joke.
I know it is.
Yeah. Admit it. You know, just...
It really wasn't a joke. I mean, I'm stating a fact that it's going to be...
It's going to be tough on the roads.
Yes, it is.
So drive careful, take off a little earlier this morning than normal.
Veterans Day, of course, is this next weekend, but in Arlington, we had our Veterans Day celebration yesterday. It was quite an emotional thing. I've been to several of these. I've never been to one quite like this. And during it, they said, we're going to play four songs. The band, the Arlington Middle School Band, is going to play four songs of the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines songs, right? And when you hear your song, if you were in that branch of service, stand up and be recognized and get to the podium, of course. Now, I was in the Air Force.
Right.
I panicked for a moment. I don't know if I know my song. I mean, it turns out, you know, I recognize it. I think, and I looked at some other guy that I knew was in the Air Force. That must be our song, and I got up there. So
off we go.
It was
the Waboo Yonder.
That's the one. Yeah. Captain has memorized songs from services he wasn't even in.
I was in.
Is that really what it is?
It's off we go into the Waboo Yonder. Yeah. Is exactly what the Air Force song was. And I panicked for a moment, thinking to myself, "Well, that's going to be embarrassing if I get up during Semper Fidelis or something."
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. So, but well, I tell you, that was a wonderful thing. We have some. Young men in Arlington, friends of ours, the Jacobsons, their son, who was also a reserve firefighter, just joined the Marines. He's graduating from his basic training and was there. So you had everybody from...
You have a good haircut?
Yeah. Everybody from World War One all the way to Marine Corps basic training.
You had
World War One guys. No.
The guy was 108.
You had a 108-year-old World War One.
Had an 81-year-old guy. He probably was in World War II, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he wasn't in World War One.
But that was the 20s, wasn't it?
1918s when it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. But I'll tell you what. We might get this guy, this World War II veteran who's 89 years old. We might get him on our show on Friday for the actual Veterans Day.
Yeah, now,
this guy,
he was a World War II guy.
And but he's got some stories.
And this gentleman over at Overton Park, where there is a veterans display. Have you guys seen that, by the way,
at
Overton Park? It's got the names of people who have lost their lives in every single war. And this guy's in charge of that. And I was watching him speak. Mm-hmm. Very well spoken, and he'd be a fabulous guest. I want to bring him on, just take calls.
What branch of service was this 80-year-old guy in?
I believe the Army. I don't know why he would have been something else, but
what could have been the Navy?
Could have been Captain. Yeah. Those were around then too. Mm-hmm. So that's on the way.
We'll find out.
I just want to say, if you were at that ceremony on yesterday, it was fabulous, and you're welcome for me putting up about 150 chairs for you to sit in.
Oh, good.
That was a big day for all of us. It's 13 after 6, and it's Kicks 106.
Kicks 106. Traffic Rally.
This is brought to you by King. Here's Captain Pat.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Rain, and please give us a call. The number's 535-9106.
Finding quality.
Young and elder in the morning. And the most music all day.
Today's best time. It's 106.
I thought we had the perfect car.
Days like today are when you appreciate it.
You just hear his voice, and you know that's Tony Stewart.
Well, of course.
Winning the Dickies 500 in Texas.
And it's interesting, though, how much credit he's giving the car. Count on two hands how many cars I've had that could have done this. Kind of luck of the draw which car it is. Although, you know, there have been lesser drivers with better cars that didn't do as well as Tony did.
Congratulations, Tony.
I think I digress. That's what I meant to say. Congratulations.
Even though he's out of cup contention, it's good to win.
That's one of his problems with this chase for the championship. I mean, the decisions are made long before the end of it. It isn't like a Super Bowl where you just don't know.
You would think that they would just take everybody who's not in contention. Yes, you're done.
Yeah, see ya.
You're not getting a race anymore.
It would be a lot like one of my favorite game musical chairs. You know, if the music stopped and you didn't get a chair, sit down. You're done.
You can watch from the sidelines.